We're going to bring right now to the microphone Dr. Rob Congdon. He's our broadcast partner who deals with the European Union, the entire continent of Europe. And Rob, I want to talk to you about the elections. Wow, Sarkozy's no longer president. We'll get to that in just a moment. But I've been having a discussion with already Bob and Dave Dolan, Bob McGinnis, of course, about the situation of the president coming out in support of same-sex marriage, the gay marriage situation. The vice president, he's also said he's comfortable with this type of thing. And I was reading an article that because of what the president has done supporting gay marriage, this may have effect across the world. In fact, David Dolan did discuss that issue, and the politicos in Israel are getting ready to try to put forth a law in the Knesset, the legislative body there, to do something similar to what is being talked about in the United States. How is this playing in the European Union? Is gay marriage or same-sex marriage already prevalent there? And what about the legality of it?
Well, it's, I would say that they're reacting and their thinking is a little behind here. It hasn't become a real discussed issue of late. They have always stressed the concept of tolerance and acceptance of all people. The average marriage, by the way, in Britain, I'm using Britain as an example, but it's very typical. You walk into a registrar's office and you sign a book, and then you leave and have your party. So marriage doesn't carry the same kind of thinking that the more American Judeo-Christian thinking is here that we have. So there hasn't been that much, but I would think that it would soon be brought to their human courts, human rights courts in the European Union to really settle that this would be legal. So I think the pressure is on them, and I think we'll see a reaction more in the next week than this week. They're just, Europe is so caught up in the elections and in finances right now that almost any other issue short of war isn't going to get much attention right now. It's just a characteristic of life in political European Union.
You know, Bob said earlier when I was talking to him about it, as it relates to here in the United States, that this was a dark day for our country. It's not only going to be a dark day for our country, but for the entire world, will it not, Rob?
Oh, yes. I think it's the bit of a sense of the spirit of the age, as in the days of Noah. We're seeing this widespread attitude that is changing things that couple thousand years people have always held. Marriage was a man and a woman. No one even really questioned it. And when people did, they were looked upon very negatively. Where now it's becoming the opposite. It's pointing another, if you want to talk about the signs of the times, it's clearly a sign of the times.
It certainly is. And by the way, folks, in just a moment, I'll be talking with Dr. John Whitcomb, and we'll discuss the issue from the book of Genesis and the book of Romans, chapter 1 as well. So stay tuned for that interview. Rob, talk to me about the election results there in the European Union. President Sarkozy has lost in his battle to have a second term.
Not a shocker, but quite a significant event to the affairs of Europe. The powers of Europe are Germany and France right now, and they have been really leading the way toward austerity, toward trying to get the finances back in order. And suddenly, Chancellor Merkel of Germany has lost a key ally in that battle. Interestingly, though, is that Hollande, the new elected president of France, has been starting to look at the books and say, well, things are worse than they are. Now, his solutions continue to be at odds with Germany and with some of the other powers of Europe. But that's going to put the whole bailouts, the whole financial solutions, the future of Spain, Italy, Greece, all kind of up in the air as what's the direction going to be and what will Germany do? I was asked the other day, Germany wasn't in the Roman Empire. Could Germany possibly leave the European Union? I don't know that, but you can see that there's going to be some real strains in the days and weeks ahead in the European Union as to direction. Because the finances not only are going to affect Europe, they're going to affect the United States. And combined with the reports that China and India are declining and having some troubles, This could spell some really serious time of turmoil in the days ahead, probably led and directed by the European Union.
Well, quickly, talk to me about the elections there in Greece. It looks like they are trying to put a government together that wants to reject austerity, and that's exactly what the French people did as well with bringing down Sarkozy. How's this going to affect the European Union and the Eurozone itself?
Well, I've noticed a real shift, especially in Germany. And remember, Germany is the one that's financing all these solutions. So Germany's carrying not only a big stick, but they're starting to worry, will this bring down Germany financially? So for the first time, I started hearing some responsible leadership in Germany saying, let's let Greece sink. Let's get them out of the euro at least, and let's start debating about their future in the European Union. So I think we see a real shift, because they can't even form a coalition government in Greece, let alone coordinate any efforts to reduce their debt and to solve the solution. So, and many of the banks have started saying, you know, we could let Greece totally default and we'll survive. So I think there's been a change in wind. We'll have to again watch this in the next few days. It isn't so much if Greece falls, but it could set a precedence that then when Spain, which is having now serious troubles financially, could start doing it, the EU may have to take a strong arm, strong control, and that's what we expect in the future, is the EU to get stronger in its authoritarianism and obviously lead us and set the stage for further things in prophecy.
Absolutely. Dr. Rob Congdon, he's the man that looks at the European Union for us and the results of the recent elections in that part of the world. Very key in putting this whole package together to see Bible prophecy fulfilled. Rob, thank you so very much. We'll talk again next week.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. Lord bless.